Here at the Business of Golf, if you've joined us in the past, you know that we've spoken with leagues and tournament leaders, as well as brands. So today we're going to take a little bit of a different spin, and we're going to speak with someone who left the corporate world because of a passion for golf and launched a company that now has global impact. Join us here. This is the Business of Golf. Welcome into the Business of Golf. I'm Allison Johnson here with Adam Grubb. Adam, we talk a lot at Stick and Tack about how important that and piece is, that ampersand. And we're speaking with Christina Thompson today, and she is the ampersand. So this is a woman who's got, she's got a show on the tee where she's a co-host. She's been there for a few years. She's an online retailer, Golf for Her, where she's killing it. She launched right before COVID, I believe. We'll talk with her about this, but a brick and mortar store here in New Jersey where she brings in all the lines. It's kind of like a living trunk show. And then she's also a sponsor of multiple players on the women's tour and has launched full playing leagues and beginner clinics. So it's going to be a conversation. Christina, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. I don't think I've slept in like 11 years, so I'm living on coffee and Red Bull right now.
that was my question, because everyone thinks they're busy until you hear someone else's resume or bio, and you're like, oh, I guess I've got all the time in the world comparative to that. That is, and Allison, you're right. This is a different spin, but this is the exact lane of business of golf, which is how money is made and spent in golf. And you just launched six different ways that most people wouldn't even know. So really, really cool. Excited to talk to you, Christina. Thanks for taking time here on Business of Golf.
Thanks for having me.
So Christina, let's go back to the beginning. How did you leave corporate? That's a pretty big ballsy move to have a corporate job where golf was, you know, a part of your life, and then realize this is what I'm supposed to be doing.
Yeah, it was a hard move. And there's no doubt. I'm very lucky to have a supportive husband and family that when I presented this to them, they were like, all right. But honestly, you know, I was working in corporate America for a very long time. Right out of college, I jumped right in. And during that time, I mean, I got married. I started playing golf. My husband, you know, went to a bachelor party and he played golf for the first time. And he came home and he's like, oh my God, we totally need to do this. And I'm like, you know, I grew up in a golf family. So it was never really a thing that I thought I was going to do. Because, you know, I'm not going to age myself. But a few years ago, golf just wasn't a thing that many, you know, women and young girls in their 20s and 30s did. But anyway, long and short of it is I jumped in. I started playing golf, took some lessons. And then fast forward, I'm in corporate America. I was working for United Healthcare. I mean, a large insurance company. I mean, the largest in the world. So many opportunities for networking, building relationships, traveling, bringing clients out. And I just became the girl who played golf. And it opened up so many opportunities for me that the other women in my organization just couldn't capitalize on. So that was kind of like the beginning of my realization, like, wow, golf is really something I can use for business. And it netted a big return. And then back, you know, 2009, when the economy was falling apart, a lot of people were losing jobs. My division at United shrunk. And it was at that point, I'm like, you know what? I need to do something for myself. And I'm going to take all the things that I'm passionate about, marketing, which was my career background, marketing, golf, which is my sport passion. And I'm a female. I love great golf clothes. So I'm like, how do I create something that is special and unique? I always had a hard time finding great golf clothes. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to do this. I'm going to curate all the greatest styles. I'm going to go out there. I'm going to pull it together because I know there's other women out there like me who are struggling. And I spent the year while being unemployed during 2009, wrote a business plan. I used all my experience from corporate America and I launched in 2010 and I have never looked back. It has been the best decision I've ever made in my entire life.
So that leap into not just entrepreneurship, but that leap into golf seemed to happen almost consecutively back to back. So you were doing two things that you were not necessarily familiar with and or had experience in at the same time. Your husband might be supportive, but at what point did he go, girl, you're out of your mind. Get it together. Let's just pump the brakes on everything. Was there any time where that conversation was even said?
You know, it's interesting. He knew the moment that I had brought and presented the opportunity up. He's like, this could be a really good idea. And he knew that how passionate I was at the time, even about women's golf and just trying to get more women. I did not have that many female friends at the time that played golf. Actually, I could probably count them on one hand. So he thought, and I have a lot of mentors in this space who I had reached out to, and they said, this is an absolute terrible idea. Like, big CEOs from big, you know, some big fashion houses I presented to, and they're like, no way. Women don't wear golf clothes like this. This is terrible. Stay in corporate America. This is where it is. And I was like, no. I did my research. And I'll be honest, I launched this business because I knew it was going to be successful. So it was, but yeah, he was, you know, there was a point where he's like, wait, you're not going to get a paycheck? Wait a second. We're opening up we're starting a business. Wait, whoa, time out. You know, but I don't know. He trusted me and he knew I had a plan. And I think that's the key for anyone starting a business, is not just to go with a gut, which I believe is a big part of, you know, some decision making, but it's also having a good plan, a good strategy, and really doing your research. And I did it. I spent like 12 months doing it. And I think that set me up for success by starting off with a good plan and understanding the market that I was getting into at the time, and saw the opportunities. Where I think some people think, like, oh, do you have a crystal ball? How did you know golf is going to be in 2021? Like, incredible opportunity for women. I'm like, I don't know. Can't tell you. It's my secret.
Well, and so I have to say, crystal ball may be something you do have somewhere in that shop of yours, because I've noticed recently you've been picking a lot of winners on your On the Tee show. So, you know, not only are you supporting the women, but your weekly show, which is on ESPN Radio with Anita Marks and John Mascari, talks about what's going on the PGA Tour as well as the LPGA, and you're picking a lot of winners. So what's up with the betting side all of a sudden coming out?
I can't share my secrets. I just can't. I'll be honest. It has been so much fun. To do these shows, you have to do some research, right? I mean, I want to say that I know I have my finger on the pulse of everything golf. I don't. But I love researching, and I've had so much fun these last few years being on the show, really being able to learn about the players, learning about the stories of the players, and getting a different perspective of just like a bunch of guys or women going out there and playing golf. So it's been fun learning the stories, and I'm kind of trying to use that in my backstory to figure out to pick winners. But I am. It's kind of funny. I've been picking some winners on the PGA, LPGA, and the PGA Tour. So I don't know. Just watch golf, and you'll learn more. So lucky me.
Christina, what is it as simple to get women, more women involved in golf at any age? Is there something as simple as, hey, you look better, like have better clothes, just go out there? Is there a fashion angle to getting, because I know my wife plays golf sparingly, and that's her major complaint all the time. It won't be anymore because golf for her is to the rescue. But one of her complaints has always been, I don't look good. I feel out of place. It sounds silly, but that is a barrier to some to get into golf. And you saw that. Tell me about that and how you've fixed that problem.
Yeah, you're 100% right. I can go back to when I started playing golf in 2000 is really when I started playing golf. And I remember trying to find clothing for myself, and it was just terrible. It was absolutely terrible. And you know, I think anyone who's watching this, anyone who's ever got a good haircut or has a great new outfit, you feel so good. You want to just go out and be seen. And there's a confidence that you feel, whether you're male or female, that you get when you have a great pair of shoes on, right? So you just want to go out and be seen. Golf has been the same thing with fashion. There's been so many women over the years who were like, I am absolutely not playing golf. That is some of the most hideous golf clothes, these cotton polos, these horrible khaki short slash things with horrible, horrible, horrible. They were, you know, clothing manufacturers just, I always say they pink and shrink it, right? So they take a men's polo and they would just scale it down and turn it pink and think that's what women want. Well, that's what they thought, because there really weren't that many women options in fashion at the time. But through my experience of playing golf for so long, I was able to see so many great options out there. And I've always been a little bit of a nonconformist as far as like what to wear. I hate being told what to wear, what to do. I like to do things that are genuine and organic to myself. So I would always seek out other things. I found myself wearing tennis clothes or more like athletic wear when I started playing golf. But then I started uncovering all these great designers and said, whoa, there are some really cool options out there, some new designers. And then I started presenting that to some friends and other, you know, women that I knew that played golf. And they're like, I would totally play golf if I can wear that. All right, problem solved. I'm like, so over the last 11 years, I've had so many women say to me that, A, they didn't play golf because the apparel options were hideous and impossible. Pro shops don't have anything. Big box stores don't have anything. But wow, I didn't realize all these great fashions were out there. I actually want to play golf. And a true story, one of the women that works for me, Sherry, never played golf before. She's never had any interest in playing golf. So she works in the office. And every time we get merchandise back, like some returns and exchanges for customers, she's like, ooh, I'm going to take this. I want to buy this. I want to get this. And because of all the great clothes that she's seen, she's actually now joining our beginner clinics, like both of our beginner golf clinics. So women's golf fashion really does allow women the opportunity to feel good about their game, feel good about themselves now and going out and playing golf. So it's been interesting to see how fashion has been like the catalyst to get women to like recognize, okay, I can do this. Let's start with fashion and you'll feel good out there. So
when I go into different clubs, I always kind of check out what they've got in the women's space. And it's either, you know, they've got a decent size section, but it's all the expected brands, or they have like two shirts and you're like, oh, okay, thanks. So what I find really interesting with your online site and your store is that you have a lot of brands. Like when I go on there, I'm like, I've never heard of this brand, right? And I've been in golf. I love clothes. I have a ton of them. However, there are brands that you've got on there that I've seen nowhere else. So how do you find these brands? And then how do you bring them into your world?
Well, fortunately, the PGA merchandise show has always been like a kid. If you ever go, it's like you're a kid in a candy shop, right? There's just aisles and aisles and aisles of incredible designers. And when I started the business, you know, I'm a nonconformist when it comes to clothes. I never wanted to wear the Nike or like the stuff that big box stores are telling us we had to wear, right? So I always stayed away from some of those big brands, and I didn't want to, you know, provide them more platform to sell their merchandise. I was looking for some of these new designers out there that needed a platform to help some women who have started their own designs, who are golfers, who kind of decided on their own that they wanted to start designing their own women's golf apparel. So the majority of the brands that I had in the start back in 2010 were women who designed their own clothing. And so they were very small businesses. And those are the companies you just don't see in the big box stores or don't have enough leverage to get into some of the bigger pro shops. So that's kind of why a lot of the brands on the site right now are kind of obscure, but they're fantastic. I mean, I think we've done a really good job at curating a variety of mixes to ensure that there's something for everybody, whether you're like a 00 or you're a 24, whether you're tall or petite, that there's something for everyone. I mean, our business is golf for her. We want to make sure that there's something for everyone. And if you just stick to the, you know, stay in your lane and you just pick like the same stuff that you see at like Dick's Sporting Goods or, you know, Golf Galaxy or PGA Superstore, everyone's going to start looking the same, right? And you go into pro shops, all the women are shopping off the same rack. You're all going to start looking the same. You're going to show up for your tee times wearing probably this, your closet. You're going to see your closet out on the fairway because everyone's going to be from the club is wearing the same stuff. So I've always pride myself on trying to work with some, you know, women-based, women-owned golf businesses and stuff that, you know, you wouldn't necessarily see. So it's really exciting. I get so jacked up when I see a new brand. I'm like, I start like, you know, stalking the designers. I'm like, no, you need to be, we need to work together. I need to get you customers. These women want you. You don't understand. It's a great platform. So it is, it's exciting. So women have options. So I get crazed when I hear women say, oh, there's no options for women. I'm like, dang, I did a bad job at marketing and getting my website to you.
Well, I let's talk to the guys for a second here, because this is one of those things that for a majority of golfers who are men, they don't care. They don't think about it. They don't see it. Yet they want to get their kids involved, their girls, their wives, or hopefully wife. Not multiple wives. they want to get them involved. So how do you talk to them, and how do you say, look, here's a Mother's Day gift that is going to be unique. Here is an anniversary gift that's going to be unique. Here's how you get this moving. And it starts with everything from the clothes, then to the beginner clinics and to this connections that you have all over the place. Tell us a little bit more about the Golf for Her brand in general and how male golfers can start to bring in their female counterparts?
You know, I think that's the conversation that the golf industry is having right now. I mean, that is the biggest conversation, is how do we get more women? And we started a program called Say Yes to Golf, right? So it's, we want more women to say yes to golf. But we have women, like friends that bring, and colleagues that are bringing women out. But a lot of the time it happens in the household, right? So in my case, like I said, my husband said to me, this is such a cool sport. This would be so much fun for us to do together. So I was fortunate in that. But whether it's boyfriends, husbands, whomever your, you know, significant others are, I think the first conversation is like, this is a sport that you can play. And I think they want, you have to let women know that this is a sport, no matter if you're 18 or 88, you can pick up this game, and you're picking it up with other women doing this exact same thing. And I think women in general, and I'm sure Allison would agree, that we have like this nervousness about starting something new, especially if it's a sport, you know, at an older age, right? So if you're older, you're like, oh, I don't know if I'm going to pick up a sport now. I'm not going to throw out ages right now, but you know, people sometimes are a little bit more resistant. But if the husbands or your significant other, your person in your household says, hey, this is something we can do together, it's okay, there's a bunch of women out there that are doing this with you, that's kind of like breaking down that barrier a little bit to let them know that there's others beginning. You don't have to be good. I think there's a stereotype that if you play golf, you are like the best golfer in the entire world. But we all know that the majority of golfers out there don't break 100. So I think it's important for people to remind women that this is an easy sport to get into, in the sense of just clinics. There's more clinics for women now than there have ever been. There's so many more networking opportunities for women than there have ever been. So I think step one is, you know, letting them A, know that they're comfortable out there and that they belong out there and they should be out there. Two, it would be, let's start with some basic clinics with other women. Other women who are starting out at like the beginning, who have zero skill levels, right? So to make sure that they're with other women that are similar to them. And then you could say, hey, and there's this awesome fashion component, because now you have clothes that are like stylish and fun. And women just kind of hook in, and then throw alcohol into the mix and serve up a few, like, you know, adult beverages. Dude, you don't even know. Like, you just have women who are like knocking down like the doors to get on the golf course. And It doesn't take much. I mean, women are starting to see like the women like themselves out there on the golf course. So I think it's just continuing encouraging them, like the LPGA started their Invite Her campaign, to just invite her out on the golf course, get her out there. And listen, you'll either love it or hate it, but giving them the opportunity and create a welcoming environment for them. So
you're breaking down barriers when it comes to apparel and what to wear to the course and getting people out, starting in clinics, but you're also really breaking down some of the barriers that the LPGA players find when they go to compete on the season. So between, you know, what it costs to be outfitted, to pay those entry fees on things like the Symetra Tour. So talk a little bit about your relationship with the players that you support.
Yeah, other than the clinics that we're running for the women at the amateurs and beginners, one of the proudest things that I'm the most proud of is the sponsorships that I've had with a lot of the LPGA and Symetra Tour players. So if those are watching, don't know, Symetra Tour, it's similar. It's just the developmental tour prior to getting onto the LPGA Tour. So I've been fortunate to be the sponsor for several Symetra Tour players. I started doing that because I realized as I got into the business of golf, how hard it was for female golfers to continue and excel in a career in golf, because it is so incredibly expensive. So in addition to clothing, I mean, there's entrance fees, there's travels, there's caddies, there's so much money that costs that goes into playing at the developmental level. So I, you know, thought like, I gotta help these ladies, because if I can do something to help them offset some of their costs so they can continue playing, I think that's great for the game. Because a lot of women, and I know unfortunately a lot of players on the Symetra Tour who just ran out of money. You know, their families could only do so much to get them to the next level between training and coach costs. So by being a sponsor for some of the ladies, it's been a great opportunity to allow them and offset some of their costs so they could focus on the things they need to do to further advance on the developmental tour. And then many of them have now, because of that advance, now they're on the LPGA Tour, and we've had these relationships for years. The amount of clothes a professional golfer goes through is incredible, from practice rounds to pro-ams to tournament days. You're hoping they're playing 4 days on the weekend. It's a lot of clothes. But that helps offset some of their costs as far as the just performing. They do not have the sponsorship levels that you see on the PGA Tour. They just don't. It is getting a little better, I think. I think there are some companies that are out there realizing that, you know, it's not just about the marketing dollars and getting their name on television, on, you know, on the players, but, you know, really helping these women get out there. And, you know, we're looking for women who've got great social presence right now. So the whole world is different. It's not just about finishing in your top 10. Some of the most sponsored up players aren't really necessarily the top 10 players on tour. They're the ones that have some of the biggest social media accounts. So, you know, it all helps the ladies, and it's something I'm super proud of. And I hope to grow the Golf for Her team over the next few years. But it's important to support the ladies at every level, whether it's amateur level or pros. They all need the help out there. So very proud of that.
We, Allison, we talked a couple episodes ago about the sponsorship with players and how a lot of it is not the TV time and your logo. It's there's this whole behind the scenes that happens. Have you had great experiences so far with your players when it comes to all the extra stuff that is part of the sponsorship and their involvement in the community, their involvement in the sport and your brand? And tell us a little bit about how that works.
Yeah, absolutely. So to your point, I mean, being out there in the community is incredibly important for the ladies on the LPGA Tour. They do a ton of local networking and supporting their local communities to where they live and they play. So some of the players that I sponsor, so we've got Tiffany Joe, Jane Park, Mo Martin, Marina Alex, and Madison Pressel, who is Morgan Pressel's younger sister. And she's actually one of the players on the Symmetry Tour. And so what has been really cool is that they just having them part of their communities, getting involved in girls golf, the girls golf organization. So Tiff Joe is involved with that. Some of the players get involved in local charities and events, and they're just so engaged in some of these charity organizations that they help support in their local communities has given us also so much exposure. And we've had, you know, players, actually, it's funny. We just had someone said to me like, oh, is it really worth it to put your name on a shirt? Does that really even help you as a business? And we actually had a customer the other day call, order a shirt for her, for his wife, and ask for our logo to be put on the shirt. He's like, oh, I just saw one of your players somewhere, and I just thought it'd be cool to get the Golf for Her logo put on her shirt. I'm like, he's like, how much? I'm like, for free. I will take care of that for free. But, you know, they do see it. I mean, so when sponsors like, nobody sees, you know, my logo, you know, no one's going to see my logo on these players. Or if they're not a top 10, if they're not a Michelle Wee or a, you know, Aria Jutanagarn, no one's going to see it. Not true. Not true at all. Get out there. These ladies are hustlers. They are social media. Like, they're all over the place and they are influencing people. So I think it's short-sighted for businesses not to step up and support the ladies, because they do bring a lot of value. And for us, if one of our players always are supporting our business in the sense of they do a lot of Q&As with our customers, they get engaged with the women, and we're just trying to bridge that gap to really help women learn who some of the players are on tour. A lot of female golfers, amateurs like ourselves, they don't even know the first thing about the LPGA. So I kind of take it as my personal responsibility to educate the ladies and introduce them to some incredible golfers. There's more than Tiger Woods and Ricky Fowler out there. There's incredible female golfers, and really want to encourage them to watch the LPGA. And the more eyes we get on the LPGA, the more money comes in for those ladies and sponsorship. So it kind of starts with us to encourage the women to turn on, you know, Golf Channel, turn on whatever you want to watch, wherever you want to stream golf, but to watch women's golf. And that will have an effect on the game itself.
Well, I played yesterday, Christina, at one of your league events. It was my first one. It was a lot of fun. So I played with the former president of the EWGA. So she knows what she's talking about, Adam, when it comes to golf, right? This is right. A woman who's been in golf for a very long time, and that's
Fran.
Highly, highly recognized and respected organization that's now owned by the LPGA. So Christina, not to embarrass you, but she did, before she knew I knew you, she said to me, you know, Christina is the future of golf, and I am one of her biggest cheerleaders, which I thought was really, really, first of all, on target. But what a lovely thing for someone to be saying, right? And I just met her on that first tee, and she's a huge fan.
Aww.
So, you know, that is our role as women in the industry, right, is bringing along the next generation and really helping to move things along. So I'm curious, what is next for you and Golf for Her? Because I know you're not one of those rest on our laurels kind of girls.
God, there's, if you see my office, I have like these little pods of like everything that we're going to do. So I can't share all the secrets that we're going to do. But, you know, right now we have what we've realized. Listen, the LPGA Amateurs organization is an incredible organization. I mean, it's been around for years. I'm a member, I'm an active member of the organization. It has a very, it has a lot of value for growing women's golf. And they do an they're doing an incredible job from coast to coast. But what I've started trying to do is create a little bit, some social, doesn't compete with the LPGA amateurs. So Fran and everybody else who's probably could be watching this or listening to this, don't worry, I'm not coming after the LPGA amateurs. But, you know, I love creating social environments. Like, I am not a competitive golfer. I hate competitive golf. I am the person you don't want to invite to a scramble because my game goes into the toilet. I just love playing golf for fun. I work hard, just like so many other women out there. I use golf as my, I can be outside and enjoying time with friends, drinking and having a good time. So I just want to continue creating opportunities, one, for women to come play golf in a non-competitive social environment, put some music on your golf cart, have some laughs, have some bonding with friends, build new relationships, but also develop some additional opportunities for women to come out and learn how to play golf. So we have the Knoll West in Parsippany has been such an incredible supporter of women's golf. They have invited us to their course all summer long to really help drive more women to come to their golf course. So we have beginner clinics. We're doing different like little capsule clinics to help women who are existing golfers fine tune their skills. Cause you know, when you're playing bad golf, it's not fun, right? So it's awful.
I've done it for 22 years, Christina. I've done that for 22 years.
I mean, don't you just sometimes, like, at the end of the day, just want to throw the entire bag into the water and just be like, okay, I'm going to play tennis or something else. Like, you just want to give it up. But that's why lessons and clinics are really important. So, you know, we're creating all these great opportunities for women to, like, get out and play, not get frustrated, enjoy it, learn a little bit more, and then just kind of realize this is something you could play for the rest of your life. And so, yeah, I have some secrets planned. We have some cool things planned. So you got to stay tuned.
So I got to tell a quick story. So at the club I belong to, there's a ladies league, a 9-hole league, one on Tuesday or Wednesday night, doesn't matter. But the ladies that don't play golf started their own league called Ladies Drinking League. So the LDL would be on the patio while the women were playing. And after a while, you started to see the ladies drinking league start to migrate itself onto the course because they realized, oh, okay, I can sit here for 3 hours and get hammered, or I could go out there and be part of the camaraderie and the friendship and meet new people out there. So it was a really cool kind of migration from their house to the patio to the course. And I think that's kind of what you're intimating, is that there is this this friendship and these bonds that happen through golf. And it's not just for women, it's through golf in general, right? And that stick and hack, that's what we're about as well, is that connection point between golf and life. And so what you guys are Golf for Her is doing is phenomenal. And we look forward, I know I do, seeing more and more things that are happening, because I'm just now being introduced to your brand, as well as some of our listeners probably. I know Allison has known you for a while, but it's exciting to see somebody truly making an impact in the business of golf and making an impact for women in golf. There's a lot of great kudos that we could continue to give you, but I think at this point, it's pretty clear that you are and could be the future of golf. So congrats on all of that. And take Thank that you. Seriously.
I appreciate it. It's such a great sport, and it is just so rewarding when, like you said, you have women who were like, I'm not playing golf. I'm just going to go on the patio and have like a cocktail, which knock yourself out. I love day drinking myself, but it's so crazy that, like, you know, we have this thing called 9 and 1, and they're like, okay, wait, 9. Okay, so 9 and 1. Oh, okay. All right. I could do this. We could do this together. And so after we play 9, there's always a social element to it. So we're always on the patio afterwards, meeting, hanging out, having nachos or whatever we want to do, having a couple great cocktails. And it is, it's a great bonding experience. And I think that, it's fun to do things with women who you have a lot in common with. So I'm excited. It's a lot of good things happening in women's golf right now. Like, the cool chicks are playing golf. Like, if you're not playing golf, you're missing out.
Well, Well, Christina Thompson, golfer her, thank you so much for taking the time to join us. We know you have your post-its to get back to with all your future master plans.
Yes.
So we will let you go, but thank you so much. This was really a great conversation.
Thank you so much for having me.
So Adam, I mean, honestly, she is the ampersand.
Right. Right. 100%. She was everything that you build her up to be at the beginning of the show. I wish she had more energy. That was my only complaint. I wish that she was a little bit more excited about golf and about what she's doing. It's so refreshing to see somebody come in and say, okay, there's a missing element here. How do I fix that? How do I bridge that gap? And the chances that she's taken over the last 10 years are remarkable. But she's right. Women's golf is in a great spot. I think it's in a great spot. It's in a better spot than it's been in for many, many years. And I don't think it's pandemic effect. I think it is brands like Golf for Her. It's the LPGA doing what they're doing. This Metro Tour becoming just a different collaborative effort between all golfers to bring the women into the game. All the different campaigns, everything. It's very exciting. And I know I say this all the time, but as a father of three girls, I like to see those things happening so that they have the opportunities down the road. Because if they don't, then we're back in the 50s and nobody wants that. So it's very exciting. And, you know, Allison, you have always brought these guests on that on Business of Golf that they all have their own unique tale and their own unique spin on how they're changing the landscape of the game. And this is no different. So great get there with Christina.
Yeah, she's fantastic. And one of the things that I think is really important for people to pay attention to, you know, one of the things that she mentioned is the element of fun on the golf course and making it what you want it to be. And so, you know, we all have this mindset, she's right, where it's like, you've got to be good if you're going to play. And that's not the case. And the more we can incorporate the social aspects and the camaraderie and the lifestyle of that is so important. You know, I was driving to the course yesterday and I was like, oh man, because I got a text from the pro that their food and beverage services weren't running. And I'm thinking, I am so food driven. I'm really bummed that I'm not going to be able to sit down and eat afterwards. You know, but it's funny. It's like, it's that whole experience from what you put on when you leave your house to what you're doing before and after you're around. And so as we see golf make this shift, after the pandemic, you know, even just this week or, you know, a week or two ago, we saw the Make Golf Your Thing campaign launch across all of the different leagues, you know, and that's really about, what is it about for you? Is it about getting business? Is it about spending time with your friends or your family and you're getting your kids involved in something new? Whatever that is for you, whatever that driver is, go out and do it. Yeah. Make your game your individual expression of your personality, the way you live your life, the way you play your sports, the way you interact with other people. But it's a really exciting time. And you're right. I think there was a boom from the pandemic for sure. But now we're in this whole new movement, which is really, really incredible.
And Allison, I want to also highlight that men also care what they look like on
absolutely
the court. You know, it
and
isn't
we
just
should.
Right. And there is this and I can't tell you how many hours I have wasted figuring out, is it this belt or these shorts? My God, at
go
the end of the day,
go back and listen to Marty Hackle again.
I was on that show.
I know, go re-listen.
but it's really cool to see that. So thanks for bringing Christina Thompson on from Golf for Her. You can go to golfforher.com for more information on their leagues and what she's got going on.
And thanks for staying with us here at the Business of Golf, part of the Stick and Hack Network. We'll continue the conversations next week. We'll